You may have noticed that in the bulletin there is no one single gospel reading for today. That's because I'm going to be reading from all four gospels today. Sunday evening on Palm Sunday, we had, I'm getting some feedback back there. Turn me down just a wee bit. It's locked. Okay. The controller at the top, on top of the box back there, turn it down just a wee bit. Okay, we'll try that. Thank you. On Palm Sunday evening, in our evening service, we read from the four gospel stories on the death of Jesus. The story of Jesus' climb up Golgotha's hill. The story of his resurrection, of his crucifixion, and of his death from the four Gospels. And it was noted by everyone there a great sense of fascination at the differences between the different stories of the death of Jesus. So today I'm going to read a little bit from the coming to the tomb. After his death, after his time in the tomb, on Sunday morning, the women came to the tomb, and they found it empty. We all know the story. But I ask that you listen to each of the gospel stories of this event, and listen for what it itself says. And as we progress from Matthew to Mark, and from Mark to Luke, and from Luke to John, pay attention to the various different ways that the four gospels tell the same story. Matthew chapter 28. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and Mary and the other Mary went to see the tomb. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descending from heaven came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothing white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said. Come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has been raised from the dead, and indeed he is going ahead of you to Galilee, for you will see him.' This is my message for you." So they left the tomb quickly, with fear and great joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them, saying, "Greetings." And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee. There they will see me." That's the story from Matthew. The story from Mark, which was read in the sunrise service, I will read it again. Mark chapter 16, beginning with the first verse. When the Sabbath was over, Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome brought spices so that they might go and anoint him. And very early on the first day of the week, when the sun had risen, they went to the tomb. They had been saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the entrance to the tomb?" When they looked up, they saw that the stone, which was very large, had already been rolled back. As they entered the tomb, they saw a young man dressed in a white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, "Do not be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He has been raised. He is not here. Look, there is the place they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going ahead of you to Galilee. There you will see him, just as he told you." So they went out and fled from the tomb, for terror and amazement had seized them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. Story from Mark. Story from Luke, chapter 24. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the man said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified and on the third day rise again?" Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home amazed at what had happened. Story from Luke. The story from John, chapter 20. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple, who reached the tomb first, also went in. And he saw and believed, for as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head and the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." She turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. Jesus said to her, "Do not hold on to me, because I have not yet ascended to the Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, to my God and your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord." She told them that he had said these things to her. Those are the four stories of the resurrection. The four stories, actually, of the encounters at the tomb. There are some interesting commonalities between them. Matthew, Mark, and Luke make it clear in their versions of the story that when there was more than one woman, and when they got to the tomb, they discovered that it was empty. One story had it happening before sunrise. Another story had it happening after sunrise. One story had the tomb opening as they were arriving with a great earthquake and had the soldiers afraid of the scene and passing out in the presence of the angels who were there. Another story doesn't mention soldiers on guard at all. One story says that there is a single young man dressed in a dazzling white robe, while the other stories indicate there were at least two angels present. One story has one set of women, always including Mary Magdalene, and usually another Mary, Another story has an additional couple of women, particularly Salome, involved. One story has them going straight to Peter and John, and Peter and John run into the tomb to take a look inside, and then the encounter with the angels occurring just to Mary. Another story has the disciple running to the tomb, Peter running to the tomb and looking in after the encounter with the angels. It's an interesting collection of stories with some differences. Aren't there differences? Yes, there are. Now, I would submit to you that what we have are four different reflections, four different observations, four different experiences, four different remembrances of the story of the resurrection of Jesus, four different versions, if you will, of the story of the encounter at the tomb. Why? Because, like you and me, the authors of the New Testament, the authors of the Gospel, all were approaching the same story from different perspectives. Ask any police officer, ask Tim Lovelace. Tim, where are you? Wave your hand. If there's an automobile accident and there's more than one witness, do you have the same story each time? No. If you have three witnesses, are you likely to have more than three stories? Usually. If you're lucky to have three witnesses. Is it possible that all three have elements of the truth in their stories? Even if they are radically different? There you go. All four of these stories that we have are somewhat different. There are radical differences in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John's stories of the resurrection of Jesus. And yet, there are some commonalities involved. Women coming to the tomb. It being early in the morning, sunrise, sun up, sundown, it doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if the sun's up, doesn't matter if the sun's down. It's early in the morning. And most importantly, it was a story of the resurrection. The tomb's empty. The tomb is empty. Now, it's true that the crucifixion and death of Jesus is part of the central story of the Christian faith. That his death for our sins on the cross is part of the central story of the Christian faith. But my friends, my brothers and sisters in Christ, if it were not for the resurrection, if it were not for that common element in all four stories, the empty tomb, it would all be meaningless. We, my friends, are a people whose faith, whose life, whose community of faith began with a miracle. The defeat of death. Not just the defeat of sin, although that's very important, but the defeat of mortality. It begins with the story of a miracle. The greatest miracle that could ever be. That death is overcome by life. In human experience, life is overcome by death many times. What do they say about the two greatest truths of all creation? Death and taxes, right? We just passed the tax day. And yet in the story of Easter, in the story of the resurrection, we hear that life overcomes death. Death is overcome by eternal life. The common element in the four stories that is of central importance to our Christian faith is that the tomb was empty. That our Savior is alive. Not was alive. Is alive. That's the central story of the Christian faith. That's the common element in the entire gospel story, the four versions, is that important principal point that Jesus was not there. And the four perspectives tell us also that we can come to the same account, come to the same story, come to the same proclamation with at least four, if not many more, and I believe many more, different perspectives on the account, different interpretations of the accounts, different remembrances of the accounts. We're not locked into just one understanding. We have four in our Bible. Today we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord, His defeat of death for us. We have four stories. There are differences, but in the differences, there's the common proclamation that He is risen. The tomb was empty. Take with you today the good news that the tomb is empty, that our Savior is alive, and therefore we have nothing to fear. For He is with us forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen.